another tequila sunrise. Staring slowly.
Another tequila sunrise. Well, there's a reason for that, because my next guest has got a bar in front of him. He's going to be mixing me something this time of the day. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, Matt Russell, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mark Bishop. This is a milestone in my broadcast journey to be on your show. And you and I together on the air at the same time, I'm trembling.
Well, I'm privileged to have you here, my friend, well and truly.
Thank you.
We've got a new segment. It's called On the Menu Live. And, well, actually, it's called Food and Booze, isn't it?
Food and Booze, two things that I know quite a bit about.
Because your other thing is your main show is On the Menu Live, and that's what you do. But Matt Russell, look, the guy's a PR executive for nearly 30 years in the business, and RussellPublic.com. I just want you to remember that that website, right? RussellPublic.com. That's who he is, but he's better known as On the Menu Live. And that's a show that you hear around everywhere, and he's going to tell you how and what. So it's good morning to Matt. And, you know, yes, you're a public relations guy, but...
Exactly. You know, I've been running a PR firm here in Tucson with an office in Washington, D.C. for about 17 years. Communications is part of my DNA, but as the name of your segment suggests, food and booze, so are those two. So I actually had the opportunity about... 10 years ago, to host a show right here in Southern Arizona. It was on multiple stations, streaming worldwide, called On the Menu Live. And Mark, what it did is it sort of revealed the fascinating things happening on the culinary and cocktail scene right here in Southern Arizona and throughout the Grand Canyon State. And I just am blessed the fact that I live in Arizona, which is abundant in great culinary and cocktail things to talk about. And so that radio show was really the start. I have been writing the food and beverage column for Inside Tucson Business now for about 7 years, which is kind of a print version of what I do on the air. And I appreciate you mentioning On the Menu Live, because onthemenulive.com really is my canvas of culinary and cocktail encounters. It has links to all of my previous shows. It links to your show. It links to some of the other media partnerships that I have. I just started a blog last week. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot to write about, and a lot to drink about. And Mark, may I be the first to make you a cocktail in the intergalactic headquarters of the Bustos Lounge?
All right. Well, it should go well with my friend Prendazone, and what else am I on? 15 others.
Oh, perfect.
The cough mixture plus.
Well, there is a medicinal property.
Who gives a darn?
Exactly.
Go.
I'm sure from down under. I'm sure you venture away from Foster's.
We haven't even had a drink yet. Never listened to him. Imagine when he gets fired up. I tell you. Hey, where do you think this passion for food and all this jazz came from?
Yeah. Man? So, Mark, when you think about communications and public relations, it really is a storytelling discipline. I mean, we in the PR business are all about telling stories that we believe can have stickiness, that can really connect with people. And I think food and beverage independently and together are storytelling properties of their own. I mean, when you think of the hard work that chefs put into creating a dish, you know, that dish tells
it's an
a
art,
story.
It's a love.
It is an art, it's a love. I love listening to your guest from 49ers, the chef who comes
on
here.
Yeah, that's Mackenzie Taylor, the executive chef. She couldn't make it yesterday. They're very busy. But
she has some wonderful stories to tell, and her food tells stories, and like the cocktail that I'm about to make for you, this particular cocktail also tells a story. So when we go back to where this passion came from, it's a passion for communications, and it's a passion for the food and the beverage that is kind of a manifestation of story.
Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's
ready
do
for
it.
Ready for what?
I'm going to make you
no,
a cocktail.
No, ready to step in if I fall over, all right?
Well, you said you're sick, so I'm bringing you a little bit of vitamin
I'm
C.
I'm getting better. Listen, of the two, writing and broadcasting,
right.
Is there a favorite?
Oh, boy. Well, you've listened to me, and you've read my stuff. I'm going to ask you, which is the less annoying version? I love broadcasting. I mean, I've been in front of microphones for most of my life. I do a lot of emceeing work around town, and obviously I get very excited and very passionate.
Yeah,
and very
you are. And that's good. That's good. Now, from what I can understand, right, you mix this thing and tell me if it's wrong, but On the Menu Live, it's a bit of an intersection of food, drink, talk through the kinds of stories, as you were saying. But they're all about you on your food and beverage journey,
right,
of what you've experienced over many years.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been on a journey for so
many
years.
How do you remember them all if you're having a drink every day?
Well, the drink is part of the experience. So,
oh, okay.
Let's just say, as a writer, I log all of my encounters. But yes, I mean, along my journey, no matter if I'm crawling around downtown Tucson, I'm from...
glad you said crawling around Tucson. Yes, all right. He's doing a pub crawl.
I'm actually hosting a culinary cocktail cruise through the Amalfi Coast, the Greek Isles,
yeah,
and Italy,
right,
in the fall.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
all
yeah.
over the world.
How
I
did
look
you
for
get
stories.
That, by the way? Tell me.
Well, I love travel. Bon Voyage Travel, which is our travel partner, we sat down and talked about how we can really bring this On the Menu Live story to the sea, and we created this package that will allow our guests to eat and drink their way through Italy and Greece and Malta. It's happening in the last 2 weeks of October.
Marvelous, you know.
I cannot wait.
I love cruising. Yes. Absolutely love cruising. And there's nothing better. I mean, you'd have to drive. You'd have to worry about the cops. I mean, there's nothing.
Right, exactly.
You know,
right.
You unpack, that's it. Boom, boom. And the food today that they serve and so on. But with this trip that you're doing,
yeah,
probably stuff like ouzo factories and everything, right?
No, you got it. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be going to Greece on a culinary and cocktail tour, you have to go visit one of the many distilleries in Greece.
Right.
You know, ouzo is the national spirit. And they distill
like
that with
drink.
Pride.
Yeah.
We're going to be touring a distillery that's been in the same family for 150 years, Mark
wow.
Bishop. That's just one of the excursions, these private events
right.
that our guests are going to be able to
you
experience.
You actually leave the boat so you can go and do
exactly.
these things. And you're going to do vineyards too?
We're absolutely going to do a vineyard on the island of Malta.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing some food and beverage excursions in Naples and in Sicily and throughout the Greek Isles.
It'll be fun because, I mean, you love mixing with, you know, chefs, brewers, distillers, winemakers, restaurateurs. These all make up this world of culinary world.
They really
do,
and I love
sommeliers. You know,
sommeliers. You know, and they have such a great spirit, no pun intended, of collaborating together. So it's, you know, you think about the craft brew scene, the craft beer scene here in Tucson. There are 23 or 24 craft breweries right here in Southern Arizona. You would think, Mark, mm-hmm. that there is a highly competitive nature among all these folks.
You would think so,
but they're really collaborative and they work together to give the guests what they want. And the same is true on the culinary side. Local chefs band together and they work together and they collaborate. And that's what we, as the consumers, get to
right.
appreciate and celebrate.
Right. Yeah, that's the good spirit of Tucson, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
Between all the restaurateurs and so on. The chefs particularly, they band together when the big events are on. This section of people, I mean, that's quite a cross-section of professionals, Matt. Is there such a thing as who tells the better stories?
Oh, in terms of the
all those people in the industry. I mean,
great,
you know,
question.
Do the chefs
wow.
outdo the winemakers?
You
or?
Know, let's look at it this way. If you take the entertainment value out of food and beverage, you know, the wide popularity of the Food Network has brought people into the profession for the wrong reason. They think it's an entertainment discipline. They want to get on TV.
You're,
they want to show their
from the
stuff.
Television point of view,
exactly.
Right? And MasterChef and all them. I mean,
exactly.
very popular.
But
shows.
If you back that off a little bit and get engaged with the chefs and the brewers and the distillers and the winemakers who really don't care about the entertainment side, they really care about the craft side.
Right.
And those are the folks that I really like to work with, because then you just move ego aside and you really get to engage with them on what drives their passion for food and beverage, and how does an evening at their establishment, how does that symbolize that drive?
Right. Well, I tell you what, I mean, one thing's pretty clear after sitting down and chatting with all these people, their dishes and drinks, you know, they must talk a lot about their families, their heritage,
yes.
how they got into their respective businesses. You know, they are passionate about what they do.
They do. And then I'm glad you mentioned family. You know, these are small businesses. You know, you will not see me write about or talk about or broadcast about big box chain restaurants. I mean, they populate, you know, every major metropolitan area, but the people that I really want to get to know and kind of dig into who they are
yeah.
are the independent, local, family-owned restaurants. Because when you're thinking about the work that they do, where the money stays right here. In fact, there's a group in Tucson, Mark, called the Tucson Originals.
Yeah, which is I've heard all about them.
A collective
yeah.
of independent
restaurants.
They
originally started with the Originals, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still going, aren't they?
They They absolutely are. They're adding new members regularly. And that's kind of the mantra that is part of everything that I do, to stay local, to stay independent, to resist the temptation to stand in line outside of a restaurant that you see all over the country, and support your local mom and pop restaurants.
Well, the one thing about Tucson, you can start mixing if you like. I'm going to talk about all the places that your show goes to, but the one thing about Tucson is there's a lot of followers, regulars. You know, we're two seasons, we're hot and cold. but the reality is this. You've got a lot of restaurants who close, you know, more so than ever now. There used to be those that were here for 30, 40 years.
Right.
You talk to the locals who've been here for many years, right? In fact, the original Tucsonans, they'll tell you that, oh, he was open for 30 years. We used to go there all the time. It was lovely. He's had to close now.
Yeah.
Another one opens up. They last through the busy season. You see them close in the summer.
Right.
It seems to be, not only is it a tough industry to survive in our summer period,
right,
but, you know, to compete. And there's not a lot of money in restaurants, what people think there is.
Don't go into the restaurant business if you're looking to make a buck.
That's it.
That's for sure.
You've got to be passionate, and you've got to love what you do.
Right.
Otherwise, forget it. But we were talking about his show before, On the Menu Live, folks, if it's the first time, because more and more listeners are, you know, first time falling into my show here on the station, and you're learning new things. A lady rang me up yesterday and said, I wish to God I'd found you earlier, because I'm thoroughly enjoying what you're doing in the station and being local and so on. And we really appreciate it, and in the community, and I'm learning things I'd never heard of. So that was lovely. And one of them is On the Menu Live, Inside Tucson Business. Well, that's a paper. You know, that's Southern Arizona's business journal. Then there's Billy Show, Bill Buckmaster. He's been around since Methuselah. I mean, Bill will tell you. He loves that. Oh, but, you know, I think, oh, he's a nice site. I found his site today. I didn't realize how nice it really was. The Buckmaster Show, ESPN, Tales of the Keg, Tucson Weekly, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Ed. A Morning Affair now with myself, and On the Menu Live with Matt Russell, the most delicious hour on radio. Have you been a guest yet or chatted with Jennifer in the evening?
No, and Jennifer and I go back two decades.
Yeah.
We judge food and beverage competitions together. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's an icon in the food broadcast community.
Yeah, apparently so. She won a Bear Award, I think.
Yeah, one of the only. There's James Beard has a media category,
mm-hmm.
and of course, if anyone's going to get a James Beard a food broadcasting award, it has to be Jennifer.
Oh, it's called Beard. Okay, I didn't know that.
That's exactly right.
An English lady told me, so her accent was different as well. But she's one of the most passionate. You know, I've been in the game many, many years, all right? And I've got to tell you, when I listen to Jennifer, she's one of the very few that actually gets into the microphone. She loves and is passionate about what she does, you know, and I that comes out.
And quite educated. And she has relationships all over the world.
It's interesting because I don't get home till late afternoon by the time I'm out and about. And the reality is I turn her on at 5, and as she says, you're driving home with me. At 5
right.
to 7 on KVOI. So it's either that or, you know, Screaming Levin. It's one or the other. And it's quite peaceful to be able to, at the end of the day, hear all about what she's doing and so on. But I think she does a great job. And that's of an evening, folks. If you happen to, it's hard. Turn the damn news off the TV or let the old
yes,
man have it.
Exactly.
You quietly go in the kitchen and put a little radio in there or something and listen to Irresistible Tucson with Jennifer. That's of an evening. Now, you do a lot of other media. And guesswork. We're going to talk about that. There's some things I didn't even know existed. We're going to talk about all the events that people can go to in Tucson that are food and fun things and la-da-da. But I think it's pretty close to us taking a break, so we'll do that. Then we'll come back with Matt Russell, Mark Bishop on A Morning Affair.
It's a new year, and you deserve a new career. Radio sales is the answer. We currently have account executive positions open here at The Voice. If you're motivated to get ahead and a self-starter, your future is in radio sales. We offer a guarantee against commission and benefits. Send your resume to careers@bustosmedia.com or call us for a confidential appointment at 790-2440. 790-2440.
Tucson is wild about sports, and Steve Rivera talks Wildcats and much more from 1 to 3 p.m. on KBOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KBOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on politics.
You're listening to A Morning Affair with the Wonder from Down Under.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, this guy's a wonder. Is he ever? This man is on the menu live. His name is Matt Russell. He's my favorite man with food. He's done all sorts of things in town. I mean, you're forever. You're so busy in the industry, aren't you? I mean, what else do you do other than mix this beauty? This makes me a beautiful drink, by the way. We'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, we'll talk about that cocktail in a moment. But yeah, so as a food and beverage journalist, I'm writing the columns and I'm doing the radio, and I just launched a blog, and I'm going to be looking into a podcast here soon. Of course, we in the food media are the ones that get invited to come judge food and beverage competitions. As a matter of fact, on January the 31st, I'm going to be a judge for the, are you ready for this, Mark Bishop? The Girl Scout Cookie and Cocktail Throwdown. If you can imagine that cookies and cocktails are in the same sentence, I'll be a judge at Playground. That is happening again on January 31st. 8 chefs getting together and making desserts that are based on a different Girl Scout cookie flavor, and there's going to be some cocktail pairings. One of the events that I love to judge, it's the biggest barbecue rib competition in the country. Not in Arizona, in the country. Up in Sparks, Nevada, every Labor Day weekend, 500,000 people turn out.
You're kidding.
Who will collectively consume 250,000 pounds of ribs. There's only 12 judges.
Here.
This is the best of the best. So I proudly serve.
This is nugget rib.
This is the nugget rib cook-off.
The nugget rib cook-off.
And I run into Arizona. It's there all the time. So,
wow.
Yeah. And
and this is where again, though?
That is in Sparks, Nevada, which effectively is Reno.
Okay.
And the smoke rises, and for 5 days, it is nothing but ribs.
We have to pinch it and get it started here.
I know.
It's a long way to go just for a bit of rib, right?
Exactly.
But that's the whole thing, yeah. Now, what's the Agave Fest.
Yeah, the Agave Fest, that happens the first week in May every year at Hotel Congress. It actually started out as a one-night event. Now it lasts an entire week because if you think about the native plant, the agave, which of course brings us tequila and other agave-based spirits.
Hello.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you led the segment in with tequila. So I would imagine that you're a fan of the spirit. But anyway, the Agave Fest is an event at Hotel Congress, as I said, usually around the first week of May, that celebrates the culture, that celebrates the industry, that celebrates the products and the spirits all coming out of this desert plant that is grown most frequently south of the border.
Right.
And when you think about these hardworking farmers, these humidors dig up those plants,
unbelievable,
bake off the agave. So there are more tequilas than you can count.
A lot of healing properties in the agave plant.
Indeed, there are,
Mark. It's marvelous.
Yeah.
You know, I like the other side of not just booze coming out of plants, but I like the healing side of things.
Exactly.
Getting well.
And booze can be healing, Mark.
Booze
Bishop.
Can be healing. Depends, you know. You can call me Mark if you like. My friends do. Anything but Marquee.
I will not do that.
Marco, or you know, whatever you want. Tucson Taco Festival.
Yeah, the Tucson Taco Festival. Again, we are the taco capital of the United States right here in Tucson. They do this event on and off out at, Rito Downs, any large, park. And the Tucson Taco Masters all come and compete. I am a certified taco judge by the National Taco Association. You can't make this stuff up, Mark.
Unbelievable.
I take my tacos seriously and thank God. We are surrounded here in southern Arizona by some of the best tacos available.
What about the World Margarita Championship?
That happens every single year in Tucson. It travels around from destination to destination, but this is a group that the Tucson, an event that the Tucson Originals, right, which we talked about, right, they put together, and they send out the call for who thinks makes the best margarita in the world.
That's pretty popular. You go to people's places, and there's always, you know, usually a margarita set up. We're in southern Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. And it's,
you know, do you like it with the salt around it or not?
I do not like salt anywhere near my tequila. I'm a classicist, no. So if I'll just rub a little off the rim to give enough room for my lips.
Okay, that's why I wanted to ask, because people, you know, yeah, too much of it's not good, is
I know
it?
It's a balance between the acid from the lime and the sweetness of
the
simple syrup.
There's an art to doing just enough, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. Let me think. Southern Arizona Salsa and Tequila Challenge.
Yes, this happens every summer up at La Encantada Mall on Skyline
every
and
summer
Campbell.
Up there. Yep. We talked about the cook-off. What about the Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown?
For several years, a group, again, this happened at the Hotel Congress. It's such a great little space. They invite local pit masters to come in and do either pork butts or ribs or brisket, whatever the protein is decided. All the money raised supports the Steele Memorial Children's Research Center at the University of Arizona. And there's smoke.
That's a good cause.
And wherever there's smoke, there's me, because I love barbecue. That's part of my DNA.
Wherever there's smoke, there's no fire. No. Matt Russell. Oh, I see. Okay, what is this thing you made?
Okay, so we're going to talk. Next time I'm on your show, I want to dig into what some of these Arizona distillers
time,
are. Well, I certainly hope so.
The PR guy,
I'm going to edge my way in.
But this is, here's the deal. Next time, we've got to have some, my listeners come number one, right?
Yes.
You've got to have some giveaways for them.
I have it.
Some sort of something they can have a crack at and enjoy.
I have it.
We can't exactly mix anything and put it through the darn microphones for them, right? So that's a bit difficult.
I'm happy to give away a gift card today. Absolutely.
Oh, very nice.
But
then
let's talk about this.
Then you're a good boy. You can come back.
All right, great. I'm playing by the rules.
One other. We can't forget these guys. Come on, the Tucson Firefighters.
Yeah, the Chili Cook-Off.
The Chili Cook-Off.
One
Where's
of the
that?
Biggest food events in southern Arizona. It happens. It's happened all over the place. Reed Park, I think, most recently. And these are, you know, professional firefighting teams that get together. They make chili at their workplace. They make chili in the community. And you want to talk about the best chili under the sun, all dialed up by the firefighting committee right here in Tucson.
You know, I've been thinking, now maybe this is a fallacy. Someone said to me, just in passing, I notice you have a lot of chest complaints through the winter years and stuff like that, bronchitis and da-da-da-da-da. Have you tried getting into some chilies? Because I can't stand chilies, right? But I'm prepared to work at it because they're supposed to be a very, very good healer.
Yeah, oh, of course. And it's been used for thousands of years.
For thousands of years.
No question.
So one of my goals this year for 2019 is to find a way that I can enjoy chilies.
Yeah, well, right. You know, I just stick with me, Mark. Stick with me. I will
take
show you the way.
I don't even know I'm eating them. That's the way we're going to do it. Now, this thing is divine. It looks gorgeous. It looks like a Brandy Alexander on top.
It does. And I'm going to tell you exactly why that is. So this is the OBC, which is kind of a takeoff on the old Clover Club cocktail, pre-prohibition cocktail. I am talking about some really good vodka here. This is the Orange Blossom Vodka from our friends up at the Grand Canyon Distillery up in Williams.
Wow.
Of course, Grand Canyon Brewery for years has been making great suds, but about a year ago, they opened up their distilling operation.
Really?
They hired a guy by the name of Chris to come out from, I believe, Austin, which, of course, is one of the distillation hubs in the country.
What, in Texas?
I think he was in Austin. So he's moved to Williams, Arizona. He has started the distilling project up at Grand Canyon Distillery, and it is some of the best booze that I've taken. I like to stick with local.
The Grand Canyon Distillery. This is a touristy thing, too. People can go in and visit.
Up in Williams, absolutely.
Up in Williams, yep.
But you don't have to go to Williams to get the product, because these vodkas, they got a prickly pear cactus vodka as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at Total Wine, at Plaza Liquors. Every bar and restaurant that I know has it.
Mm-hmm.
The El Conquistador, the Hilton El Conquistador, they sell a lot of the stuff.
All right.
But anyway, so what gives it that Brandy Alexander expression? So this is Orange Blossom Vodka, a little bit of lemon juice, some vanilla-infused simple syrup, and my secret weapon, Mark, is I added whole fresh egg white to the shaker, shook it up, then I dumped out the ice, then I put it back in the shaker and shook it dry, which kind of emulsifies that egg white, and then as I pour it into the glass, douse it with a couple of drops of bitters and an orange garnish, and it just has that lovely crown of foam on the top. Now, of course, the five C's of the Arizona economy: copper, climate, cattle, cotton, and citrus. So we're really bringing in some citrus into this. It's got egg in it, so it's the breakfast of champions that lets you have a cocktail at 10:30 in the morning and not feel bad about it. But cheers. This is a historic moment for me.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It tastes very good.
I bet you feel better already, right?
I've had a sip.
I got to give a shout-out to Tiki Dan. Tiki Dan is one of my inspirations up at the Grand Canyon Distillery. He was the first one to introduce me to this great stuff. He is an imaginative thinker when it comes to food and booze himself, and he gets all the credit.
All right, listen, we're going to run out of time. I don't know if we can do, but you know this gift voucher?
Yes,
Would you entrust me to give this away perhaps on Monday?
I will do whatever you want. It's your show.
We'll pre-promote you as well.
It would be
lovely to have you back.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I don't know whether we do it weekly. When would you like to do it?
This is the last Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
How about we do it the last Friday of every month?
Okay, that'll work.
If I may so suggest.
No, that would work because I'm looking to do different things and segments and getting feedback from people, what they love, what they don't like, and so on. And, if I had my way, I'd have a lovely numerologist and a spiritualist on every week, but people don't seem to like that.
Right. Well, whatever works.
Once a month for that deal as well. So that would work, and yet there are hundreds that do. You know, they just don't ring up and talk about it. A lot of people love stuff, but they don't comment on it or ring.
Right,
they don't tell you.
Right.
You know, they'll only bitch and moan behind your back to the management or something.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, I appreciate it very, very much. And next week, guys, we'll do that voucher from Matt Russell on the menu, and we'll have a nice little question around it. You give me something that is pertaining to what you do.
Happy to do it.
And we'll do that. And I really appreciate it. This is called what again?
This is the OBC, which is kind of a creative takeoff on that old Prohibition-style cocktail called the Clover Club. I'm going to put my recipe up at onthemenulive.com.
Good. That's what I was going to ask you.
So people can make it for themselves
at home.
It's
lovely, guys. I've got to tell you, this is one of the nicest cocktails I've ever had.
And I love that citrus, that subtle citrus.
It's very nice.
Really comes through. And you haven't coughed in the last 5 minutes since you had that cocktail.
This is marvelous. Yes.
Thank you to Grand Canyon Distillery.
Could you make a gallon of it for me? And just leave that.
It doesn't come in a venti. Not yet.
Tell you what. Do you like your new studio?
It's like the Legroom Lounge here.
It is indeed.
I'm going to start calling it the Bustos Cocktail Lounge.
Well, there's room to dance in here, I think, to a certain degree. The Bustos Cocktail Lounge.
That's right.
That's what we might call it on a Friday.
It needs to be. Right. Any sponsorship opportunity, I'll cut the check right now.
Matt Russell, what a funny fella. Go check out. He's on the menu live, all sorts of places. By the way, people, if they want to call you and talk to you, what's your number?
232-9840.
Fabulous. You're fun, Matt. Look forward to having you back in a month from now.
Back at you, brother. Cheers.
And make sure you get this one on your site. Okay?
It will definitely be there.
That's very good. Okay, it's a morning affair. We've got an interesting story coming up, but for now, it's news.